You are listening to Liver Health Shaper. Each episode is a journey into the heart of non-invasive liver diagnostics and management, featuring the latest innovations and trends. Join us as we unpack insights and state-of-the-art advancements from leading specialists. This podcast is powered by Ecosense, your Liver Health Shaper.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome to today's episode. I'm Laurent Sandrin, founder of Ecosense, and I'm thrilled to be your host today. We've got a fascinating topic lined up, the transformative power of non-invasive liver diagnostics in modern medicine. And guess what? We are not going to explore this topic alone. Two exceptional minds in the field of liver health who have been with us for a long time are joining us today in this exciting exploration. First up is Professor Mazen Noureddin, Professor of Medicine and Director of Houston Research Institute, Texas. And then we have Professor Laurent Castera, Professor of Hepatology, Université Paris-Cité, Beaujon Hospital in Paris, France. It's an absolute pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here, Laurent.
Ecosense has marked 23 years of innovation in liver health with significant investment in product development. We've developed a complete solution for liver disease management based on our patented technologies delivering unique quantitative biomarkers like liver stiffness by VCT for fibrosis assessment, CAP for steatosis assessment, and spleen stiffness for portal hypertension assessment. Our product, FibroScan, is now considered as a gold standard in non-invasive assessment of chronic liver diseases. Given this background, can you tell us how such a non-invasive solution has transformed your clinical practice for liver disease management? Professor Castera.
Yes, of course. The diagnosis of chronic liver disease has been based over the last five decades on liver biopsy. That has really been the backbone. But especially in MASLD, what kills the patient is liver fibrosis, not MASH. And liver biopsy has many drawbacks, including its invasiveness, including the fact that it's only performed by a pathologist and has some complication. So this is not convenient given the burden of liver disease now, like MASLD, is going to be a bottleneck. And this is why non-invasive solutions have been proposed 20 years ago now in France and have been widely adopted because they are very convenient, they're point of care, and you can assess the patients in a liver clinic using FibroScan, measuring liver stiffness, and you can make decisions using this technology, and this has really changed our practice.
Professor Noureddin.
Yeah, as Laurent mentioned, it has been an issue all along, especially when hepatitis C treatment came along. The U.S. came behind Europe, and we were using liver biopsy to start hep C treatment. So although we were late, we adopted it widely here in the U.S. with hep C treatment. And with the disease that is prevalent in 30% of the population, which is MASLD, the initial guidelines said do liver biopsy, and we're like, this is impossible. Patient, we're running away. And eventually, the newer guidelines adopted non-invasive testing and on the top, FibroScan. So this completely changed practice. And we use it now to stage the patient and know their prognosis. And as Laurent mentioned, it became the stethoscope here for the hepatologist as well in the United States.
Our approach at Ecosense involves an ecosystem across the care continuum, from early screening, which is essential for preventing advanced liver diseases, to diagnosis, prognosis, and even treatment monitoring. From your expertise, how critical is this comprehensive ecosystem in improving patient outcomes in liver health? Professor Noureddin.
Yeah, so as you know that we need something precise and reproducible that can be done on a large patient population. And this is the FibroScan exactly. It does give us an idea about the steatosis in the patient's liver. It does give us an idea about the, how stiff is the liver, which reflects into fibrosis. And at one point, we can tell in the patients when they're lying down in bed or the exam table, this is, you are at F2 and higher. Eventually, you will require therapies. And then if you have cirrhosis or not. So it has been a revolution in patient management here in the United States and around the world.
Professor Castera?
Yes, like Mazen already mentioned, I think These provide numbers, not like liver biopsy. And as you know, the value goes from 2 to 75 kilopascal. I think the number talks to the patient. They like it. And the same for the cap, because they're able to monitor the disease and to understand. And so you explain to them basically that 5 kilopascal is normal, above 10, chronic liver disease is highly likely, and above 20, cirrhosis is likely. So I use it like a prediction scale with patients. And as you know, also, it's of prognostic value. In other words, the higher the liver stiffness, the more advanced you are in liver disease and the more likely you are to develop complication. So this is something that is very intuitive, logical, and simpler for patients than that they immediately capture. And same for the CAP. I think, especially with MASLD patients, you know, they've been on diet for many years. They do kind of yo-yo with their weight, and they can see the improvement looking at the CAP value, and they usually come to the outpatient clinic showing the numbers, and they know whether they succeed or not. So I think this is very helpful in your practice.
Ecosense technology, supported by over 4,800 peer-reviewed publications and referenced in over 180 international guidelines, including major societies like EASL, ASLD, AGA, ADA, AACE. With your expertise in liver health, how do you see these endorsements and validations influencing standards of care in liver disease management? Professor Castera?
So I think you mentioned an important point. We are now at the stage of guideline, and this started actually back in 2015 with the first EASL guideline. And then this guideline has been updated in 2021. And actually, the interest of this guideline, I think, they've been beyond the field of liver clinic. And actually, they were the first guideline to come up with a simple algorithm to screen liver disease in general among patients with risk factors. And don't forget that most of these patients are seen in primary care by GPs or are seen in the diabetes clinic. And this guideline recommended a sequential algorithm, started with a very simple biotest, blood test, the FIB4, H, transaminase, and platelet, and then a second special test that is FibroScan. And the nice thing is that since the publication of this first guideline, many other societies, including AGA, ASLD, so these are gastro or liver society, but also endocrinology societies such as AACE, came up with very similar guidelines in the philosophy with a stepwise algorithm. And this is, I think, a very strong signal and a very important message to the field, because you have four or five different international guidelines over the Atlantic that are aligned.
Professor Noureddin?
Yeah, just to build on this conversation, the US guidelines such as AGA, ASLD, and the Endocrinology Society's ADA and ACE all endorses, they're all the same way in the same in the guidelines in the European. You start with FIB4, followed by transient elastography. What was missing in the US that did not recommend screening the high-risk population was cost-effective analysis. So our group did this, and that was adopted in the guidelines saying, hey, screening for the general population in patients with high risk is totally cost effective. So that is cost saving, that it recognizes the patients earlier, that prevents complications in the end, and it's standard FIB4 followed by transient elastography. What I would like also to mention, technically, the patients, when they come to a hepatology clinic, many of us start with transient elastography immediately because the FIB4 has been already done in primary care setting. So this is usually FibroScan is our very first tool often in hepatology.
Our patented technology, including vibration control transient elastography, sets a standard in liver health management. In your view, what are the future challenges and opportunities in liver health management with new therapeutics on the horizon? And how might solutions like ours play a role? Professor Noureddin?
Yeah, as you know, Laurent, you went through this throughout the years, and it was initially transient elastography, the VCTE with liver stiffness only, and over time you guys developed the cap and then the other probe to measure the spleen stiffness. So you followed what the field is requiring, what the patients need, and with the Hep C, probably it was just relevant to do the stiffness and fibrosis. And with the evolution of MASL, I think you guys adopted the field very well by measuring the cap and move into the spleen stiffness. And I'm not going to mention the many things that you guys have still introducing to the field in terms of improving accuracy and precision. So that was key in improving the management of these patients and staging and preparing them for therapies that, especially for MASL and MASH, that they will likely come in 2024.
Professor Castera?
Yes, I think also I would like to mention awareness, because we have very effective technology that have now well validated, recommended by many guidelines, but awareness is critical. When I mean awareness, is of course is patient awareness, because most patients with liver disease have no symptom. So you need to screen them, and you need them to be aware that this technology are available. But also, of course, doctors, including GP or diabetologists, where there's a huge reservoir of patients to be treated with MASLD among patients with type 2 diabetes. The second point is that the way we're going to use this technique, we've been using them as a point of care technique in our clinic, like Mazen mentioned, to be able to spot patients with cirrhosis, whether they have or not cirrhosis, whether they should go back to the GP or whether they should remain in the liver clinic, and then monitor them. But the dynamic of liver stiffness over time is critical, because we know if it increases, then the risk of complication, of course, will also increase. Now, on the other end, of course, what is critical, what we would like to know, if we can monitor, I mean, we can decide which patient should be treated, but also can we monitor the treatment response? And in other words, whether a decrease in liver stiffness means that there will be a decrease in liver-related event, in complication, and that patient will improve. I think that's the next challenge that are forthcoming.
As all good things must come to an end, it's time for us to conclude. So thank you to our esteemed guests, Professor Noureddin and Professor Castera, for their invaluable insights and for shaping with us today on Liver Health Shapers. It's been a fascinating discussion about the vital role of non-invasive solutions like FibroScan in liver health. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. We hope this episode has enlightened you about the exciting advancements in liver health. Stay tuned for more episodes where we continue to echo the sounds of liver health innovation. Until next time, take care and stay healthy. And remember, at Echosense, we're not just observers. We're innovators shaping liver health's future. Our progressive approach is all about revolutionizing patient care, making it more straightforward, swift, and impactful.